Mario Arana, 46, 9/25, 2012. Michael Austin, 22, 9/2, 2012. Frank Avino.
The reading of the names of the dead, all too familiar to New Yorkers.
Ezra Black, 31, 9/4, 2012.
These are workers, 75 of them who died on the job in New York City this year. People who went to work but never came home. Lucia Gomez is with La Fuente.
When safety is a primary issue every day, when you get up in the morning and you don't know if you're going to come back home, for someone who's building, someone who's window washing, someone that's in the food packing industry, it's crazy. We should not be thinking this way when we wake up in the morning. We should not be praying that our husbands, our wives, and our children can come back home.
Gomez is speaking in an evacuation zone, a parking garage a few hundred feet from the West Side Highway in Tribeca, a place where the rich and famous park their cars, connected to an apartment building where Meryl Streep lives, so does Gwyneth Paltrow. The building was evacuated during Hurricane Sandy, except for an immigrant worker named Anthony Narr, a parking attendant, IBT, International Brotherhood Teamster Local 272 member. He was called in to watch the cars during the storm. The 55-year-old from Ghana never made it out. He stayed at his post and drowned. Lee Clark is Director of Safety and Health for District Council 37 and Chair of NICOSH, the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health.
Unfortunately, where we're standing right now, adjacent to the garage where one of the workers lost his life, if there were preparations made, if somebody said, we're only a couple of hundred feet from the river, and that river, when they were telling us on the news that it's going to come up, it's going to rise, it's going to come into the area, had precautions been taken, that worker probably would not be dead today.
Clark says precautions not taken, regulations unenforced, that's what makes workplaces unsafe. Robert Kulik is the regional administrator for OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration in New York.
If today's like any other day, 13 workers don't get to go home to their families. All of us need to work, and there's no public outcry about that.
A public outcry and better regulations, enforcement of regulations, that's what's needed, says Representative Jerry Nadler.
We have to make it serious that employers who violate health and safety laws, workers' health and safety laws, cannot do so with impunity, that they will be caught, that there will be enforcement, and that the fines and the penalties and the jail time will be significant.
The congressman was instrumental in passage of the Zadroga bill, which helps first responders and downtown residents who were exposed to 9/11 toxins. Nadler says bills like Zadroga shouldn't be necessary. Workers shouldn't be injured time and time again. Joel Shufro, executive director of NICOSH, says worker safety and health is directly tied to the health of the labor movement.
93% of workers in this country are outside of labor unions and need to be organized. The first and the foremost thing that any worker can do to protect their safety and health is to be in a union. And workers who are not in unions are just terrified of calling agencies to exercise their rights. If you were to ask an immigrant worker that they have rights to a safe and healthy workplace and tell them to exercise it, they would look at you as if you were crazy. It's asking to be fired. Nobody can do that. And so unless you have somebody who can intercede, stand up to the boss and say, no, you know, we have rights, you have none.
See, part of being organized is about not just wages, but the conditions in which people work.
Charles Jenkins is director of organizing with the Transport Workers Union, TWU Local 100.
We believe we have a right, it's a human right, for people to be able to join unions and be protected on jobs.
Those gathered to renew the fight for safe workplaces say what's needed are more and better on-the-job regulations, enforcement of the regulations, and increased funding for OSHA so it can inspect more workplaces. They say these safeguards, along with being part of a union, are key to protecting workers and ensuring they'll come home when the workday ends. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.